Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim Show. Nancy of Bath is going to play a round of Trump Tui. Nancy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Welcome to Trump Tui.
Hi.
When do we talk about switching at WNBA teams?
We're not bringing it up again.
And then, okay, we won't do it now.
Thank you.
All right, so Nancy, ask Jen to leave the room. We'll go ahead and get started.
Jen, can you please leave the room?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Nancy.
How'd the Liberty lose?
Thank you.
How'd they lose? How did that happen?
Wish I knew. It was rough 5 minutes.
All right, Nancy, we're going to ask you 5 questions. Jen is now in the hallway. Producer Stevie does a great job, not only producing the show, but also keeping track of the score. She will do that. So here's your 5 questions. All right, let's begin with Dua Lipa. She recently shared to TikTok that she mixes, I can't even say this because it sounds horrendous, even though you know this is a possible
taste of Tuesday.
You got to try it. What do you mean?
You and Jen
got it. This is a group show. You guys always bail on these things. Come on.
Jen will do it.
All right. So she mixes Diet Coke with pickle juice, a few pickles, jalapeno juice, and even more jalapenos. Now, Gordon Ramsay decided to give this a try, and he spit it out all over the place. Gordon Ramsay is a professional what?
Yeah.
There we go. Question number 2. Jimmy Fallon spreading some holiday cheer with the release of his festive album entitled Holiday Seasoning. It's set to drop on November 1st. The album features all original songs and a star-studded collaborations. Which Jay did Jimmy Fallon replace as the host of The Tonight Show?
Johnny Carson.
All right, let's go with question number 3. The new inductee exhibit at the Rock Hall opens today. It includes artifacts and memorabilia associated with this year's inductees. By the way, this Sunday, it's Celebration Day, which means the Rock Hall will be free to any Ohio resident. How much is an adult ticket to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Your guess needs to be within
$5. $25.
Question number 4. Yesterday, Lionel Richie announced he is setting to release his memoir. It's going to be September 30th of next year. The untitled book promises to be an intimate, deeply candid reflection on Lionel Richie's life. Which former American Idol winner will now join Lionel Richie as a judge, taking over for Katy Perry?
Carrie Underwood.
All right, question number 5. The trailer for the 5th and final season of the animated comedy Star Trek Lower Decks has been released. First 2 episodes of the 10-episode season will premiere on Thursday, October 24th on Paramount Plus. In Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home, what species of whale is needed to save the Earth?
Blue whale.
Let's go with the blue whale. All right, you have answered 5 questions. We will grab Jen, bring her back into the room, let you know how you did with those 5 questions, and continue a round of Trump Tui in 3 minutes on Star 102. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim Show. Is it different walking down the hall from this studio as opposed to the other one, or just basically the same stroll?
No, it's lovely.
Lovely.
It's very lovely. I have a nice little marble seat out there.
Marble?
Yeah, it's like that marble ledge, because I can't go to the couch. There's a couch in our lobby. It's way too comfy. If I sat there, I wouldn't get up.
So you leave the stage? Like, you go out?
No, I just stand right there. There's like a little marble ledge, you know, near that photo collage, and I just kind of lean back, play my pet rescue, and watch the mic light.
Nancy in Bath answered 5 questions a minute ago. Stevie, how'd you do?
Nancy got 2.
2.
Good job, Nancy.
That's all right. 2 correct today. All right. Let's ask Jen the same 5 questions, obviously, beginning with question number 1. Same 5 questions. Jen's overall record, 1,649 victories, 431 losses. Question number 1. Dua Lipa recently shared to TikTok something we're going to try next week.
No.
So she mixes Diet Coke. Stevie said she was in when
no,
you were
No, I said you and not, Jen need to do it.
This is not working out.
Sorry,
no.
All right, so she mixes Diet Coke with pickle juice. Then there's a few pickles. Then you add the jalapeno juice.
So gross.
And even more jalapenos. You want to give it some heat. Mwah!
No.
Perfect mix. Gordon Ramsay decided to give it a try. Spit it out all over the place. Gordon Ramsay is a professional what?
Chef.
Of course he's a professional chef. So next week we're in?
No.
Nancy, is that something you would try?
Definitely not.
Okay, Nancy's out on that too. All right. Question number 2. Jimmy Fallon is spreading some holiday cheer with the release of his festive comedy album, Holiday Seasonings. It is a seasoning. It's set to drop on November 1st. The album features all original songs and a star-studded collaboration with several stars. Which Jay did Jimmy Fallon replace as the host of The Tonight Show?
Jay Leno.
It was Jay Leno years ago. Question number 3. The new inductee exhibit at the Rock Hall opens today. It includes artifacts and memorabilia associated with this year's inductees. By the way, this Sunday, Celebration Day, which means the Rock Hall will be free to any Ohio resident. How much is an adult ticket to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Your guess needs to be within $5.
$24.95. Really? What is it?
$35 for an adult ticket.
You should go Sunday then.
I feel like it's going to be very crowded.
I agree.
Oh, it's going to be slammed.
I agree.
It's going to be slammed. Question number 4. Lionel Richie yesterday announced that he's going to release a new memoir. It's going to drop September 30th next year. The untitled book promises to be an intimate, deeply candid reflection of Richie's life. Which former American Idol winner will now join Lionel Richie as a judge, taking over for Katy Perry?
Carrie Underwood.
It is Carrie Underwood. Question number 5. The trailer for the 5th and final season of the animated comedy Star Trek Lower Decks. I know you were asking about this. It has been released. Just want to make sure you saw this.
Good.
So the first 2 episodes of the 10-episode season will premiere on Thursday, October 24th on Paramount+.
Mm-hmm.
In Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home, what species of whale is needed to save the Earth?
Oh, that's the Trekkian. It's a very hard to find one.
The Trekkian whale.
Yep, that's it.
No, it's the humpback whale.
Don't. Do not. Say
I just
like,
told Stevie
like so
out there, I said, how
fact.
Great how great is this that it's a Star Trek question, and it's actually like a relatively answerable question
you
if you didn't
that.
Know.
I feel like
I could
Nancy guessed the blue whale. It could have been. You never know.
Wow.
Final told is there, producer Stevie.
Nancy 2, Jen 3.
Oh, Nancy, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Next time.
That's right.
Next time, Nancy. Thank you for playing. We hope you have a great weekend. You know what you need to say.
My name is Nancy from Bath, and I did not trump Chewy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim Show, joined by Janet of Avon. Janet, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Guardians going to win tomorrow?
Oh, they sure are.
Yes, they are.
Nice.
Can't wait to send that Detroit morning show some gently worn Guardians gear.
We are 100% doing that.
Oh, yeah. Did you see here? She, Joanna, on that station said, yeah, we were just looking at things to pick out for you. We were going to wear and order them and send it to you. I said, oh, no. I'm going to wash it. I'm going to roll them right around in the front yard. Then I'll send it. Think of that. Right, Stevie?
Very nice.
I know it's a little sus, but, you know, that's fine. All right, Janet, ask Jen to leave the room. We will start the game.
Jen, can you leave the room, please?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Janet.
So you're saying, Stevie, we need to buy all new gear for them?
No, but you don't need to roll it in the grass.
Okay. All right, well, I was kidding about that part. The rest of it. Mm-hmm. All right. We'll discuss this off the air and on the air next week. I hope they win. Please win. All right, here we go. Question number one. Anderson Cooper was reporting live on location for Hurricane Milton and got hit in the face with a piece of flying debris, but continued on to carry out his reports. My question to you, why is anybody reporting live from the middle of a hurricane? Okay,
never mind.
That's not the question one. You've got drones. You have everything else. Why is somebody out there reporting?
We don't need a person.
Get hit. This is the reason. So you can report and then get hit in the debris and then post the video. That's why that happens.
That's what technology is good for.
All right. Which network does Anderson Cooper work for?
Oh, geez. CNN?
All right. Question number two. The trailer for the upcoming documentary about Martha Stewart is out, and it features Martha herself discussing her career from teen model to self-made billionaire. Which company did Martha Stewart serve as a spokesperson and later as the director on the board? It was either Kmart or Macy's.
I'm going to go with Kmart.
That was in time. Nice job. Question number three. Netflix has announced that the new buzzworthy Kristen Bell Adam Brody series, Nobody Wants This, is getting a second season. In which popular TV series did Adam Brody play a main character named Seth Cohen? Oh, there's the timer. That's all right. Let's go with question number four. The new inductee exhibit at the Rock Hall opens today. It includes artifacts and memorabilia associated with this year's inductees like Ozzy Osbourne, Cher, Dave Matthews, Mary J. Blige, and more. In 1987, the first woman was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Who was she?
87?
Oh, I'm sorry. There's the timer again. We get to question number five. Jimmy Fallon is set to release a festive holiday album on November 1st with features from Ariana Grande. You have Dolly Parton on there. Also, Meghan Trainor. Jimmy Fallon has won a Grammy Award for Best Comedy Album. What is the name of that album?
The bathroom wall?
There we go. All right, let's start with that. Well, that's the answer to question five. We'll see how you did. We kept track of the score. Stevie Ray did. We'll grab Jen, bring her back into the studio to ask her those same five questions. That's next on Star 102. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Janet answered five questions a minute ago. How'd she do?
Janet got two.
Two correct today.
Good job, Janet.
That's all right. See if it holds up, Janet. Very well done. Same five questions we asked Janet when you were out of the room. We begin with question number one. And we begin with Anderson Cooper. He was reporting live on location for Hurricane Milton and then hit in the face with a piece of flying debris and then continued to carry out the report. My question to you, why is there a human out there in the middle of a hurricane reporting live? Okay, that's not the question.
I was going to say, I don't know how to answer
drones,
that.
Drones, stationary cameras, 8 million things. Just,
I read a conspiracy yesterday that they stay in a studio and they fake it.
They are, that somebody threw metal sheet at his head?
Well, not that particular one, but some of these, like Weather
Channel
reporters. Green
screen or something?
Yeah, right.
You can't fake Anderson Cooper.
No, you can't fake Anderson Cooper.
Which network does Anderson Cooper work for?
CNN.
Yes, CNN. Question number two, the trailer for the upcoming documentary about Martha Stewart is out, and it features Martha Stewart herself discussing her career from teen model to self-made billionaire. Which company did Martha Stewart serve as a spokesperson and later as the director on the board? It was either Kmart or Macy's.
Macy's. Kmart.
It would be Kmart. It didn't work out.
She had a whole collection there.
Did she really?
Yeah, pants,
was it by
clothes.
The Adam Levine pants?
Probably.
Was it by the Nicki Minaj blouses?
There's a whole celebrity event going on there.
Okay. Question. I love this. It's you, Kmart. There's still a Kmart in T County.
No.
Okay. Question
just
number three.
The Shoney's.
That's right.
Only a couple more
Not
weeks.
For
One
long.
More week.
One more week.
Are you going to go down there and go to Shoney's?
No.
Question number three. Netflix has announced that the new buzzworthy Kristen Bell Adam Brody series, Nobody Wants This, is getting a second season. And which popular TV series did Adam Brody play a main character named Seth Cohen?
That was The Hills. That was The O.C.
Was The O.C. Question number four. The new inductee exhibit at the Rock Hall opens today. It includes artifacts and memorabilia associated with this year's inductees like Ozzy Osbourne, Cher, Dave Matthews Band, Mary J. Blige. The list goes on and on. In 1987, the first woman was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, my God.
Who was she?
I don't know. Tina Turner. Diana Ross.
Aretha Franklin. Question number five.
Yikes. Do I need this to tie?
Yes.
She Jeez. Answered one correctly so far?
Correct.
Question number five.
Good luck.
Jimmy Fallon is set to release a festive holiday comedy album on November 1st. It features Ariana Grande, Dolly Parton, and Meghan Trainor. Seems like we're going to need to play some of this for a ho, 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 or no, no, no.
Big time.
When we flip to Christmas music. Jimmy Fallon has won a Grammy Award for Best Comedy Album. What is the name of that album?
I don't know. My name's Daddy.
Excuse me?
Doesn't he have that little kid's book? The kid's book. It's like Daddy's. Home or something.
Final totals?
What's the answer?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, that's true. I'm going to rub it in your face. Blow your pants off.
Ow.
Boom.
Like, that's even better.
Or who's your daddy?
No,
what did you say?
I did not say that.
Daddy said what? What did you say?
I don't know. He has a kid's book.
Who's your daddy?
I should have asked what the kid's book name is.
Final
right.
totals.
Janet 2, Jen 1.
Oh wow. Janet, you did it. You trumped me. I was awful today. Good job.
Thank you.
Who writes the book? Who's
no,
your daddy?
I didn't say that. It's not what I said. Jimmy Fallon has a kid's book. Wait. Now.
Limited edition I Trump Tui t-shirt, and Janet is going to be wearing that in the city of Avon. Please tell everybody who you are and tell everybody what you just did.
I'm Janet from Avon, and I just Trump Tui.
Daddy.
No!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.